Let me ask you a question. Do you think that God has called every disciple to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? Yes, every disciple. That is, every person that comes personally to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior makes you a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible teaches.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. When Raul first discovered the love of Christ, he immediately wanted to share his newfound joy so others could experience salvation. Now, 50 years later, Raul still wants to be used by God to point people to Jesus. For a free DVD of his story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We are so glad to have you along today as Raul continues our series focused on God's call to boldly share the gospel. In today's world, it's becoming increasingly unpopular to take a stand for God's truth and the salvation that only comes through Jesus. But as you listen to Raul's teaching today, you'll learn to set aside any personal discomfort or fears of rejection as you think about the eternal impact you could make in people's lives by allowing the Lord to speak through you. Here's Raul now with today's lesson.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 14 through 17. The title of my message tonight is The Call to Preach the Gospel. As we look at the lesson tonight, we need to understand that Paul the Apostle, he had a heart and desire and prayer to God concerning the Israelites to be saved. He wanted always the Jews to get the gospel. And so it's really important that we understand that the gospel is the good news that God gives to us. And we have a responsibility as God's people to take the gospel and take it and deliver it to them. Listen to what Paul says in Romans chapter 10, our text tonight, verse 14 through 17. He says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how then shall they believe in Jesus, of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" You think of all the places in the world today, places in the world where they never have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the same message today, who's going to go and tell them? Who's going to have the call, the anointing, to be able to leave everything behind and to count the cost, and to go and preach the gospel to those in the farthest parts of the whole earth? That's what his heart is here for Paul. Then look what he says. "And how shall they preach unless they are sent?" If you sit here for the rest of your life and you really don't do anything with your life and you never share your faith with other people, then what's the use? You can't keep it for yourself. You got to give it away. And that's what Paul's saying here. He says, "As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings and good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel." And that's so true. Because Isaiah chapter 53, 1 said, "Lord, who has believed our report?" And then Paul says, "So then faith comes by hearing." That's why you're here tonight. "And hearing by the word of Christ." That's why we come to church. That's why we come to Bible studies. So that we can hear and grow through God's grace and love and mercy. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that God has called every disciple to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? Yes, every disciple. That is, every person that comes personally to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior makes you a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. And yet, the church has become silent in the world. Silent. When there's such a great need for salvation and so many people are going to hell, I don't think people really get the picture of people that have descended into hell. And in that place, hell, right below our feet, are people that at one time not only walked the streets of Los Angeles or whatever part of the world they were living in. Many of them visited churches and even sat in churches. And they heard messages. But they never truly were born again of the Holy Spirit. Today we find them in darkness and in pain. And they're screaming and yelling and wishing they could leave that place and come back and get a second chance. But it's too late. Too late. Why? Because once you die, it's over. The Bible says there's only two places, heaven or hell. Heaven or hell. And by the way, did you know that Jesus never made hell for men? In Matthew 25:41, it says that hell was made for the devil and his angels, the demons, not for men. God did not create men as a puppet on a string, but he created each one of us with a will. With the will. Well, we have the right to say yes or to say no to Jesus Christ. No one can ever say, I was forced into the kingdom of God. No one can ever say that. Because it's only by the conviction and the work of the Holy Spirit that people can come to true salvation. None of us can ever save any person. We can share with them and we pray for them. And yet Jesus himself commanded and gave a command to his disciples right before he ascended to heaven. He met with them in Matthew 28:19. He said this, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. So be it. So he also promised to empower us to what? To be able to share the gospel with people. We just don't do it because we want to do it. We have to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Because otherwise, it's only empty words that we're speaking with people. And as we pray for the Holy Spirit to baptize us and empower us with dynamic power, we also pray that God will bring to us those people that really are in need and really want to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior because they're tired of their lives. Otherwise, we're wasting our time. That's why in Acts chapter 1, Jesus said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Imagine that. You and I, called of God for that great commission and being baptized by the power of the Holy Spirit to become a martyrist, a witness, so that we can share in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. There are too many people in the church today doing zero, nothing for God, just living for themselves, while the whole world, including your loved ones and friends, are going to hell. Think about that for a moment. And think of how many people tonight, you and I know, that we could fill this church 20 times, 30 times with non-believers that are already perishing into hell. That's why it's really important for us to understand that we have a responsibility. That these people need to hear the truth about God. These people need to be awakened spiritually by the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit comes and begins to convict them of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. That's why it's really important to be open to the Holy Spirit when you're just talking to people. Right where you are, no matter where you are, God can use your lives to share with someone that needs Jesus Christ. There are a lot of people that are hurting. A lot of people that are in darkness and lost. Let me ask you a question tonight that I think it's really important. What are you doing personally about sharing and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ yourself with your loved ones and your friends and your neighbors? Do they even know you're a Christian? What a great opportunity for Easter to be able to share with them and to invite them to a concert. Somebody loves you, outreach. So they can come and hear about the resurrection of Jesus Christ And maybe the work of the Holy Spirit will be in their lives and they can give their hearts to Jesus Christ and come to know Him personally as their own personal Lord and Savior. But you need to step out by faith and do that. I want to ask you tonight, do you have an urgency in your hearts knowing that your loved ones and friends are going to die one day, and if they don't have Jesus Christ, they're going to go to hell. And you and I will never see them again. Never see them again. Lost forever. And so it's a very serious thing. It's not just attending the church. It's getting involved in the church and getting involved in evangelism. And sharing your faith every day with people that come in contact with you or you come in contact with them. Because the world is lost. It's in darkness. There's a lot of issues today that are taking place all over the world. That's why when Jesus spoke to his disciples, he said this in Matthew chapter 16, right after he told Peter, "Peter, who do men say that I am?" Up in Caesarea Philippi, he said, "You are the Son of the living God. You are the Messiah." And he said, "Flesh and blood has not told you this, but you've had a, known as a supernatural revelation." Then he said this to them. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself." Forget about yourself. You can't be number one anymore. You cannot be self-centered. And secondly, take up his cross, the instrument of death. Thirdly, follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Think about that one for a moment. Think how cheap people sell their souls to the world today. Real cheap. Judas sold his soul for $20. There are people that sell their souls for sex, drugs, alcohol, money, power. You see, fame, all these things. And yet Jesus is challenging the disciples, and if you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, these are the qualifications to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And then I wonder, do we even care about our loved ones and friends about eternity? Do we really care for them? I thank God that my father came to know the Lord, and my mom knows the Lord, and my brother came to know the Lord, my sisters came to know the Lord. My kids know the Lord. I mean, and my grandma came to know the Lord. Led them all to the Lord. I had to go to Mexico City. My grandma was sick, to share with her and to pray with her. And she received the Lord before she died. You see? You got to really care for people's souls. Because once they take their last breath and they go into eternity, it's over. No more. And if they go to hell, we will never, ever see them again. The only ones we will see, the ones be in heaven. In heaven only. And that's really sad because there are so many that have died and gone into eternity. There are so many churches today that have lost the passion and vision for reaching the world for Jesus Christ. So many have lost the vision through the preaching of the gospel and sending people out to the mission field to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that are lost. Churches are more interested today in building bigger facilities, entertaining their congregations, rather than really, truly giving the gospel of Jesus Christ to people. So sad, but it's so true. And yet we have to have a heart for Jesus and for the people that Jesus will use each one of us individually to share our faith with them and to love them into the kingdom of God. Did you know that when Jesus saw people, he did not see them just as people, but the Bible says that he saw them with great compassion. Great compassion. Listen, in Matthew chapter 9, 35 through 38. "And then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness, every disease among the people. But when Jesus saw the multitudes," not the few, the multitudes, "he was" what? "He was moved with compassion for them." What's your attitude when you see the lost? Do you have compassion for them? Look what else he says. "Because they were worried and scattered like sheep having no shepherd." They had no sense of direction. "Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. What do we need to do? We need to pray for laborers to be sent, to proclaim God's love and God's grace and God's mercy. No church can do anything unless it is the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the people, empowering people in the church to accomplish the perfect will of God in their lives. Dr. Worsby says the purpose, quote, of the early church was to spread the gospel and win souls, not to get involved in social action. Had the first Christians been branded as an anti-government sect, they would have been greatly hindered in their soul winning and their church expansion. And while it is good and right for Christians to get involved in promotion of honesty and morality in government and society, this concern must never replace the mandate to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. We must never forget that. That is my one passion, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I like what Charles Spurgeon said, quote, "If the grace which I profess to have received leaves me exactly the same kind of a person as I was before receiving it, before I came to Christ, then it is not New Testament salvation." He says, "The grace which does not drastically change my behavior will never change my destiny and my eternity." Wow, that's pretty heavy. Charles Spurgeon said that. Remember Paul? In the book of Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. It's not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his poema," his workmanship. We get our English word poem, workmanship. "Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We need to obey the Great Commission given by Jesus himself to his disciples. If you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, then you need to be obedient to the Great Commission. In Mark 16:15, he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed." That's the power that God has given to each one of us. Think of how many countries of the world that need to be reached still in this generation by young people and old people, even in our own church. They're saying, "Come, bring us the gospel," like that old man in Macedonia when Paul saw the vision calling them to go and preach. We need to have that kind of a passion. If you have never been a missionary or a mission trip, never gone on a mission trip, you need to go and allow God to teach you and to touch your heart. You'll come back a total different person. Total different person, man. It's not the same. Because the gospel is so powerful. How do you see people in the world today? Or do you ever see people? When you see them, do you see them as lost or you see them as saved people? People that are confused, people that are lonely, people that are hurting, people that really have major, big problems in their lives, and yet we have the medicine to give to them. The gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what can heal people. And one day, as we stand before the Lord, God's going to judge us. Not because of our sin. Our sin's already taken care of at Calvary. But when we stand before God as Christians, we will be judged for our Bible reading, our praying, our giving, our witnessing, our behavior as Christians, child of God. Listen to what he says. In 1 Corinthians 3:11, he says, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, each one's work will become clear, for that they will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. And if anyone's work that he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. But if anyone's work is burned in the fire, he will suffer the loss, but he himself will be saved, yet as through the fire. Amazing. Yet as through the fire, which means there's going to be a lot of Christians that didn't do nothing for Jesus when they get to heaven. Nothing. All they did is receive salvation. That's it. How sad that God has given us a great opportunity to share our faith with people every day. Everything else is going to burn up. Eternity is so important. Life is too short. And there will be a day when people did not receive the gospel but rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. Loved ones, sons, daughters, grandchildren. Think about that. That one day will be cast into the lake of fire. They will go to the lake of fire after going to hell. In the book of Revelation, chapter 20, 11 says, "Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, and whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small, great, standing before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which are written in the books." You see, that same book that condemned us and kept a record of my life has been washed away by the blood of the Lamb when I came to Christ. But those people will be judged from the day they were born until the day they died. Everything is being written in the book. Listen. "And then the sea gave up the dead who were in it. And the dead in hell delivered up the dead that were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works." Wow. According to his works. "And then the dead in hell were cast into the lake of fire." Not hell. This is the second death. "And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast also into the lake of fire." The only way to get your name in the book of life is to repent and to be saved. Imagine that. Otherwise, they will be lost.
Today, as you think about the hard reality that those who don't repent will face eternity without God, we pray that you'll be moved to a stronger sense of urgency to tell others about Jesus' salvation. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to hear today's lesson again, we'll send you a complete CD copy for a donation of $5 or more. Just call 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's teaching titled, "The Call to Preach the Gospel." We'd also like to tell you about a CD pack simply titled The Call. It's a 5-part audio series from Raul that illuminates more of what it looks like to obey God's commission and boldly speak out about your faith in Jesus. You'll see that now more than ever, people need to hear about the hope and purpose they can find in repentance and surrender. And the Lord wants to work through you to share that message. So get in touch with us to order Raul's inspiring 5-CD series titled The Call. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 and we'll send you this resource for a gift of $20 or more. Once again, that's 800-634-9165. Our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We also invite you to connect with us here at Somebody Loves You Radio to take advantage of all of our free Bible-based resources. Join Raul on YouTube every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time for Straight Talk, a Q&A program providing biblical guidance for a God-honoring life. For more encouragement from Scripture, you can download all of the Somebody Loves You Radio programs as podcasts using Spotify or iTunes, and download our app to your iPhone or Android. Now, this app also features a convenient Bible reading plan for your personal devotions, and with a simple sign-up online, you can enjoy Raul's free daily devotional emails. Our goal here is to help you experience a strong, personal relationship with God, and we design every program to provide biblical insight into who He is. We value your feedback on how we're doing, and we'd love the opportunity to pray for you as well. So when you get in touch with us, let us know how we can do that. This ministry is made possible through the partnership of listeners like you. Every gift you give is tax deductible, and your generous donations help keep us on the air. Be sure and join us again next time for another Somebody Loves You Radio. We'll explore the importance of maximizing the talents and opportunities God entrusts us with to share His gospel. Here's Roll now once again with a final word from today's lesson.
So why do we preach and why do we believe the gospel? Because it gives us great hope on Jesus Christ in eternal life. And it takes away the wrath of God in my life. I'm not appointed to wrath any longer. John chapter 3:36, Jesus said, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. He who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him." So the gospel has to be proclaimed in truth by each one of us individually. If we are truly the servants of the Lord, we need to proclaim it.
I am falling in love.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.